This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another live broadcast. I could not wait to get to the microphone tonight. There is so much to talk about. And of course, we are live on Sunday nights. That means that before all of the big shows tomorrow are going to be able to talk about what's happening in the news. I'll tell you, it just keeps, every time I refresh Drudge Report or I go to Google News or Fox News or CNN, on and on and on. And it's not, we're going to get into it tonight. The story is not over. It's not just the Wiener emails. There's so much more, and we're going to get through all of the layers tonight of this story. And I'm going to bring out some questions tonight that I think are going to make a lot of people wonder. And with just, a week and 2 days to go before this election, this is going to go down in history as possibly one of the most exciting weeks in political history this next week, with all that's going on in the news, Hillary's campaign imploding, and the race, the polls continue to show it is almost virtually a dead heat right now. Trump is surging, Hillary is collapsing, and we're going to get into all of that tonight in hour number one. A lot of new information breaking just as we're coming to air about the emails, about other things the FBI is looking into, and on and on and on. And I also want to get into, I have a list in front of me. I came up with this over the last 2 days. My five reasons why I believe FBI Director James Comey sent that letter to Congress. Everybody's saying, why did he do it? There's only a few days left to the election. He may have violated the Hatch Act. He's interfering with an election. You're not supposed to do this within 60 days of an election. Why did he do it? I'm going to give you five scenarios tonight as we go through hour number one. Hour number two, we're going to get off politics. Hour number two, we're going to talk about a fascinating topic, evolution versus creationism. And is it possible that a left brain, smart person, scientifically grounded person can believe in intelligent design, can believe in a creator? I do, and I'd like to think that I'm all of those things, but we're going to talk about that tonight. Our special guest, one of the world's foremost experts on the whole discussion of creation versus evolution, Dr. Bo Kirkwood joins us tonight live from Texas. And next week, we're super excited. We booked Fernando Aguirre. He is a survivalist, has a great book out on bugging out. And he's going to be joining us live from Spain next week. And we're also going to be talking about not just sort of traditional bug out, where let's say you're in an urban area, you want to go to a rural area to be safe with you and your family. We're also going to talk about Americans that are already deciding to leave the United States, maybe relocate to Central America, South America, even, you know, various parts of Europe. Argentina is a location. There's a number of areas that Americans have been expatriating to. Of course, Central America is extremely popular. We're going to get into all of this next week. I want to also mention a great supporter, someone that helps us pay the bills, freesurvivalgifts.com. If you go to that domain name, it'll take you to my blog. And what we've done is published a list of 14 pieces of survival gear that you can get for free. It's all free. All you have to do is just pay your own shipping. And people ask me, why is it free? These are a lot of times new items. They're testing it. They're looking to get feedback. Some of them have other products to sell, so they want to get you on their email list. You know, whatever. But it's free. So if you want to get some really cool survival gear, check it out. FreeSurvivalGifts.com. And all right, let's get into it. Wow. I had a lot of fun with my wife on Friday talking about all of the different headlines that people were coming up with, the funny headlines about this whole Wienergate email situation. And probably the funniest one was Hillary's campaign trips over Wiener. I could not contain my laughter when I read that one. But let's get into this tonight. All right. Let me tell you the first thing you probably have not heard today, because it's not really getting much coverage about all of this. There is right now, it is being reported that there is currently a nationwide investigation taking place into the Clinton Foundation, and that this has been going on very quietly by the FBI for some period of time now. And some people speculate that this email trove from the Wiener computer may have more to do with the Clinton Foundation investigation than it actually has to do with the whole matter of Hillary deleting emails, classified information that should not have been on a private server. That whole issue may in fact turn out not to be the primary issue. But it very well could be, because this gets so complicated, doesn't it? It very well could be that in the end, the 33,000 was it emails that were missing. Let's say that those emails end up showing up on Wiener's computer somehow. I don't know how that would happen. Maybe a lot of those emails were back and forths between Hillary and Huma. I don't know. Maybe some clever hacker found a way to steal the emails from Hillary's computer and plant them on the Wiener's computer. I don't know how that could happen, but they're saying that the Wiener's computer has 650,000 emails on it. Now that's all together. So that would be probably several thousand pictures of the Wiener going out over the internet. That's what this guy does. He takes pictures of his Wiener and sends it out. That's why he's being investigated by the FBI. I'm sure, you know, tens of thousands of that has to do with Huma and Hillary. Apparently some thousands of it does, because that's what this is all about. So that's the first thing I want to bring up tonight, is we're not hearing this in the mainstream news, that the Clinton Foundation, in other words, here's the headline. The headline should not just be the email investigation has been reopened, okay? It should really be that there are two investigations going on that we didn't know about. The email case being reopened, and then separately, this Clinton Foundation investigation is going on as well. And one of the big questions, everybody's asking this, everybody, including the mainstream media. So, you know, it's trickled down to the lowest intellectual level when you've got people on CNN asking this question, reporters there. Why does the FBI need a subpoena to be able to have access to the Wiener's emails on a computer that's jointly owned by Huma, Abedin, and the Wiener? Here's why. Hillary is demanding that all the emails be put out there, that all the information be put out there. Huma Abedin is her closest advisor of 20 years. Now, you don't need a subpoena to get documents or emails from someone if they themselves want those emails to go out. The police can just ask you, the FBI, the investigators, will you give us X? Will you give us this box of files? Will you give us these emails? And you can voluntarily say yes. Very, very suspicious. Something is going on. We're going to get into more of this and unravel it after this. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're talking about it. The Wiener's computer, all of the emails, the latest news. There are 650,000 emails on the Wiener's computer, according to reports from the Wall Street Journal. Other outlets are reporting that as well. So here's what makes no sense. We have surrogates, spokespeople for Hillary Clinton that are being asked, why don't, if you want these emails to be released, why don't you folks ask Huma Abedin to release her emails from her computer jointly owned by her and the Wiener? And she would be able to do that. There were lawyers on today, a couple of interviews I saw. As long as she's a part owner of that computer, she would have the ability to have those emails released, even if the Wiener objected to those emails being released. What was hilarious was some of these people have said that the Hillary's campaign, Hillary's people have not spoken to Huma yet about the emails. Really? So you're telling me that all of this bluster, we're at the time this happened, 9 days away from the election, Hillary is screaming, release everything now, tell us what you have, put all of your cards on the table. We're supposed to believe that during this time that no one has talked to Huma. No one has said, Huma, what in the world were in those emails? What were those emails? Now, Huma is saying, wow, I had no idea any of these emails were on the Wiener's computer that I share with him. Apparently, she was under court order to turn over all of her electronic devices that may have had emails. She did not turn over that particular computer, which is a shared computer with the Wiener. And she's saying she's surprised, shocked to hear herself that those emails were on that computer. But nonetheless, how can we believe that Hillary and her people have not been talking to Huma about this? And if Hillary is demanding the release of all these emails, why does law enforcement, why does the Justice Department, as we just got news on this within the last couple of hours, they're actually issuing a subpoena to be able to authorize the FBI to download and review those emails. So here's what happened. The emails on the computer were actually taken into custody by the FBI as part of the probe into the Wiener and his sexual escapades on the internet, sending pictures to an underage girl. That's how they were brought in. So under the law, you can't take these additional items that are now useful in a different case and just sort of, you know, bring those in as well. You have to have a separate subpoena. However, you don't need a subpoena if someone gives you permission. So if the police knock on my door tonight and say, Mr. Paris, we want to come in your house and take your computers. And I say, sure, come in and take my computers. They don't need a court order. They don't need a subpoena. I can willingly give them my computers. So why is there a need for a subpoena? It almost seems like this, forgive me for being cynical, it's as if the misdirection of Houdini is at play here. On the one hand, Hillary's saying, don't look at my left hand, look at my right hand. Don't look at my left hand, look at my right hand. Her right hand is saying, I demand the emails be released. But yet her closest confidant of 20 years is not releasing the emails. How can this be? This makes no sense. There's got to be something more to this. And I'm wondering if Hillary has a bifurcated strategy. And here would be the strategy. Let's run out the clock, okay? Just like in the NBA, we're up by some number of points here, which that's even doubtful now, but maybe this is their strategy. Let's publicly protest as loudly as we can that all these emails should be released, whilst at the same time having legal maneuvers taking place behind the scenes to slow walk the emails from being released. You see what I'm saying? Now you might say, oh, Jim, please. You're really? That Hillary would do that? Absolutely. Because here's what's happening. Every single day that clicks by, more and more people have voted. They say that by election day in the battleground states, almost half of the people will have already voted. So we're all talking about November 8th. We're talking about a week and a couple of days to the election. No, the election is happening right now. So if you're Hillary and you know that there's damning information in those emails, what you really want is to have a public face demanding those emails to be released, demanding for the FBI to come out with whatever they have, whilst at the same time using legal maneuvers, having Huma and her attorneys and whatever else is going on behind the scenes, slow walking that out. And that very well could be what's happening. All right, let me get into this. I have come up with five reasons that I believe James Comey wrote the letter. Five reasons. Now, let's be honest. This man has probably more than likely ended his career in public life by doing this. He has inserted himself into this election. His name will forever be in the history books alongside of the Wieners. Kids 50 years from now will be reading about the Trump-Clinton election in 2016, and they'll be reading about James Comey. They'll be reading about the Wiener. I mean, this is now part of history, and you're in it right now. We're living history right now that people will be reading about 50 years from now, 100 years from now. So why would James Comey do this? Well, let me give you some of the reasons. First of all, when you testify under oath, and he did, and he gave exhaustive testimony, you have the right, after you give that testimony, to supplement your testimony. If you forget something, maybe you forgot to say something, or you felt like you were inarticulate, or in hindsight, you felt that the way you presented your answers was not as truthful as you'd like to be, and you want to somehow inoculate yourself from being prosecuted, you would send a letter just like the letter that James Comey sent to 8 congressmen on Friday. That is the exact same kind of letter you would send. Now, in this case, it happens to be James Comey, director of the FBI, happens to be an investigation into a presidential candidate. But it wouldn't matter if James Comey was testifying in a hit-and-run case or a divorce case, whatever. This would be the same method by which he would supplement his testimony. He has every right to do that. So that's number one. Number two, and here's the bombshell. I don't know if you'll hear this anywhere else. I personally believe that James Comey was given, he was given assurances, personal assurances from the Clintons and people around the Clintons that there was no smoking gun, that they've given him everything. And of course, the Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in Arizona. He goes on to her plane for 39 minutes. I believe he was pressured, socially pressured, to close the email case a few weeks back. Okay. And I think that he just realized, after now looking at the Wiener's email trove, that he was betrayed, that he was played for a fool. And nobody wants to be played for a fool, especially if you're the director of the FBI. More reasons about why Jim Comey wrote that letter when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're talking about the Wiener Email Trove, as it's being called. And we want to thank our sponsor. We put up a sponsor page for them at freesurvivalgifts.com. All this survival gear is free. Just pay your own shipping and some really neat stuff over there. My favorite item is the credit card knife. It looks like a credit card. It fits in your wallet, same size as a credit card, but then you crack it open and it actually turns into a little survival knife. Very, very cool. That's free. Bunch of other things that are free as well. A couple of DVDs I love, self-defense DVDs that are over there. Those are free. All of the survival gear is free. Just pay your own shipping. Our sponsors over at freesurvivalgifts.com. All right. So I was just getting into the five reasons. Why did James Comey send the letter out on Friday? Why would he do it? Only a week and 2 days to the election. And I gave you reasons number one and two. And now here's reason number three. These are all, I'm speculating, okay? Just like everybody else. Reason number three, Comey was threatened by FBI personnel that they would go public if he did not. And that is something I think is very plausible, because we have heard that there are a lot of law and order men and women, career FBI agents, investigators, that do not like what appeared to be a real soft touch in how the Clinton email case seemed to be closed a few weeks back. And now that all of this information has come out, Huma said under oath she gave them all the electronic devices, etc., and now she hasn't, and now all these emails, 650,000 emails on this device, we don't know how many of those are related to Hillary Clinton, to the email scandal, to the Clinton Foundation. But I do think that Comey may have been threatened, not in the ominous sense, but just threatened. Look, boss, if you don't say something, we're going to say something. We'll leak it to the press that this is going on. All right. Number four, there are, in fact, damning emails in the Wiener email trove. Now, here's another nuance to the story that most people aren't picking up on. You'll see stories all over the internet saying that the FBI had Wiener's computer and had these emails for several weeks. That appears to be true. But it also appears to be true that Comey became aware of those emails just in the last several days. So that's the difference. So the idea that these emails just dropped on someone's desk at the FBI and they haven't had a chance to look at them and they just blindly went public with this, I don't think that's plausible. I think the truth is probably more than likely that there are some very damning emails on Wiener's computer. And they had a chance to stumble across those while examining the Wiener's computer in the sex tweeting and all that case, which is a separate case. Which, you know, it is so bizarre. Isn't this bizarre that, I mean, think about this. If you were hiring someone for a job and you knew that their closest friend and associate for 20 years was married to someone that was a sexual deviant that was presently under investigation by the FBI for tweeting out pictures of his wiener over the internet, if you knew that, would you consider hiring that person, you know, thinking that they have good judgment to work for you? And this is Hillary Clinton to be president. You know, these are the people she runs with. These are the people she runs with. Her husband is a sexual deviant, Bill Clinton. He's been to Pedophile Island with Jeff Epstein, and just Google Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, the 27 women that Roger Stone has documented in his book that Stone alleges that Clinton assaulted. Many of those women have come forward. And then you've got the Wiener, and you have Huma, who, oddly enough, if you read the history of all this, a lot of people are writing articles this weekend about kind of how the Clintons and the Wieners got together. I can't even, how do you say Clinton and Wiener in the same sentence? But believe it or not, the Clintons put the Wieners together, Huma and the Wiener. They were the matchmakers for these folks. And think about it. Are they not Bill and Hillary Jr.? Are they not? Do you not have, you know, Bill Jr., the Wiener, and then you have Hillary Jr., which is Huma? I mean, it looks like they were trying to sort of clone themselves for the next generation. But I digress. We go back to my list of the five reasons that James Comey wrote the letter on Friday. Reason number five, and this one you won't hear anywhere else, and this one I think might be the biggest reason of all. Here we go. Comey is worried about Trump winning and he himself being prosecuted for not taking the actions that he should have in the email investigation. Now, you might think that's crazy. Of course, these are all my own, you know, thoughts. I'm speculating like everybody else here. But what if, okay, if you're the FBI director, you probably have intelligence, right? Intelligence information about what is happening in the country. And you probably have your finger on the pulse of things. And when you see Trump filling up these massive stadiums and then there being 10,000 people in the parking lot, they can't get into the stadium that seats 30,000 people. You might be thinking, well, what if Trump wins? Trump has been promising and has been getting more and more aggressive about his promises that he's going after everybody. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to set up a special prosecutor to go after Hillary and to investigate into the investigation and so forth and so on. So if you're James Comey, maybe one of the things you're thinking is, well, maybe I need to hedge my bets here. I mean, what if Trump wins? And I've got to answer a lot of questions here. I mean, you'd have to think that at least he's considering that as a serious possibility, because if this was a slam dunk, Hillary's going to be the next president, would you want to be James Comey? It's Friday, 9 days before the election, okay? And you're going to write a letter taking on who you believe is going to be the next president, Hillary Clinton. Do you want to be that person? Whether you keep your job in the FBI or not, just as a person walking around going up against the Clintons, Hillary Clinton becoming the next president, and you are, in essence, picking a fight with Goliath. Okay, are you going to do that? I think Comey, at some point, might have become convinced Trump is going to win. And I do not want to be in that swamp that he drains. I want to get myself out of this swamp and be standing on the sidelines so I have, you know, some degree of safety, inoculate myself with the letter that I'm going to send in. I think that very well could be another reason. So here's what I see. When I see Hillary demanding that the FBI come out with everything, just like I said earlier, I think this is sociopathic behavior. I'll tell you this, in my own company, when my own brother was caught embezzling a seven-figure amount of money from me, this was many years ago, when I confronted him, he pounded his fist on the desk and demanded an apology, demanded that I provide the proof that I had. He was immediately going to resign and get lawyers to sue me. This is what guilty people do. Guilty people protest a little bit too loud. And I really believe that Hillary is playing a very weak hand of poker here. She is calling the bluff of a lot of people, a lot of FBI investigators. I mean, think about this. I had read at one time that there were 150 FBI investigators looking into the Clintons. Can you imagine? God only knows how much money that was spent, millions and millions of dollars investigating the Clintons, and they found nothing? Really? What other case does the FBI spend so much time and money in and find nothing? That's why that whole closing of the case in the beginning was just not reasonable. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and also Obamacare. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, maybe it was fitting. Maybe it was a metaphor. There was a big concert in Miami. This was on, I think it was on Saturday night. And it was with Jennifer Lopez and a star-studded cast. And Hillary Clinton took the stage. And Apparently, it poured down rain, so that did not work out so well. I don't know. I guess people are happy to see Jennifer Lopez. They say for 47, she looks great. They didn't say that about Hillary. So in any case, all right, enough about this. I'll tell you what, this is probably going to be a big podcast that'll be downloaded a lot, at least over the next 24 hours. If you want to listen to that, you can re-listen to this over at YouTube, over at Stitcher, over at iTunes. Just search it under Jim Paris Live. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Obamacare. I mean, this has turned out to be, I have to tell you, an unmitigated disaster. Let's just go through this. First of all, this is the first time in American history that a law is passed forcing us to buy something, whether we want to buy it or not. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's unconstitutional, the whole idea that we're forced to buy something, whether we want to buy it or not. But the theory was this. Look, a lot of good will be done. So if we can do this and kind of force everyone into a giant risk pool, what will happen then is we will all save money. Everyone will have insurance coverage, and everyone will be able to have that coverage for a lot less money. Obama said the average family would save $2,500 a year, and you'd be able to keep your own doctor. And on the exchanges, you'd have all of these different choices, and you'd have all this competition, and it would be wonderful. It would be like a whole new world, and in a world of unicorns and rainbows, all that would happen. And my wife and I were talking about this this afternoon, and let me give you the analogy that I gave her. It would be similar to saying something like this. Look, there are a lot of people in this country that don't have enough food. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pass a law that when you go to the grocery store, instead of filling up one cart for yourself, for your family, what we're going to do is require you to fill up one cart for yourself and then another cart for another family that will meet you in the store. They will follow you around and they will pick out all their own groceries and they will come and meet you at the checkout and you will be paying for two baskets of groceries, not just your own basket of groceries, but you'll also be paying for another family's groceries that can't afford their own groceries. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to work it out so that those two carts full of groceries are actually, because of this new system, going to cost less than one cart full of groceries. So you're going to be able to buy all of your groceries just like normal, everything you want, the same prices, everything's the same. You're going to be able to buy another family all of their groceries, and you're going to go through the checkout line, and it's going to be for less money. Now, look, in a world of unicorns and rainbows, that all sounds wonderful. And that's basically what has happened. In its most stark terms, if you look at this whole Obamacare deal, which, by the way, some people are facing 100% increases, 120% increases. Some of the states have no insurance companies left on their exchanges. Many of the states are down to one insurance company that is left on their exchanges. And it's not just Obamacare. What Obamacare has done is it has injected a virus, if you will, into the entire healthcare system. So even if you don't have Obamacare, even if you're someone that has private health insurance, like my wife is a school teacher, she has insurance through her employer. And yet, even though it's through her employer, it's still gone up so much, substantially, like 40, 50%, even though it's not Obamacare. And then on top of it, they raise your deductibles. They raise all your co-pays and everything else. You know, this is something we're not hearing about. We're hearing about higher premiums. But another way to raise your premium without calling it that is to raise your deductible, right? Because if your deductible was $6,000 and now it's $8,000, well, that's $2,000 more you have to pay out of pocket before you can use that insurance. I mean, it's to a point now, let's be honest. If you've got a deductible that's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 that you have to pay first before you can use your insurance, and then on top of it, you're paying hundreds of dollars a month in premiums. I mean, do the math. What do you have to have, like $15,000 or $20,000 in medical bills before you would even break even on having insurance? I mean, it makes no sense to have insurance if that's your break-even point. I mean, that's the whole point of insurance. I get the idea of carrying higher deductibles, but my goodness, you're going to have a $6,000 deductible or $7,000 deductible now on some of these bronze plans in Obamacare. It's just unbelievable. But here's what's happening. Let me get back to this. This is important. What is happening is we've taken all of the people that were otherwise not insured, whether it was because they didn't have the money, whether they had a pre-existing condition, whether it was just simply too expensive for them, whatever the situation was, we've taken all of the uninsured folks and they now have insurance. And it's in essence, your family is buying insurance for your family and you're also buying insurance for another family. Now, that's fine if you want to do that. If you're a charitable person and you have enough money in your budget that you have an extra $500, $600, $700 to put towards someone else's healthcare, which is exactly what's happening here. It's socialism. That's why your bill has gone up. I mean, where does that money go? Where's that extra money going? Where does that increase go? Yeah, the hospitals are taking their cut. The pharmaceuticals are taking their cut. But where's the money going? It's going to all of the uninsured people. And see, this is how people like Obama think. Socialists, they think this way. They say, well, look, it doesn't really matter that prices did not go down. It doesn't matter that people are paying double and triple what they were paying before, that they have all these high deductibles. Because really, in the end, what matters is that we helped out some of these folks that didn't have coverage. We were able to drain some money from those that have and give it to those that don't have. That's exactly what they did. And that's why you see the big smile on Obama's face when he faces questions about this, because he really doesn't care. I don't think he ever believed. I can't believe that anyone was convinced that the cost of insurance would go down for everyone, bringing all of these pre-existing conditions and uninsured people into the system. You know, but I said for years before that this is really more than anything the Republicans' fault, because they had so many chances over so many years when Bush was in the White House to be able to come up with some type of comprehensive health care reform to help those people that have pre-existing conditions. And some states had come up with risk pools and other ways that those folks could get insurance. This system is not going to work. And at the end of this system, you're looking down the barrel of a gun held by the government telling you, you better pay. And these fines are going to go up and go up and go up. And a lot of people are saying, you know what? I'll just pay the fine. I'd rather pay the fine than to be part of Obamacare. It's less expensive for me to pay the fine. So here's what you have. You have a combination of people paying a fine and have no insurance, or people that have insurance that has such a high deductible that they can't really ever use it. So in essence, it's even worse than I just said. It's even worse than you buying insurance for your family and for another family. Get this, you're actually buying insurance for another family and your family is screwed. That's what happened. You have virtually nothing so that another family can have it. The people that qualify for the subsidies and the this and the that, those are the people now that have it, and you don't have anything. So you went into the grocery store under the idea that you're going to buy one cart of groceries for you and one cart of groceries for another family, and it's going to cost in the end less. And you went out to the parking lot and got knocked over the head, and you went home with no groceries. That's exactly what's happened here. And nobody seems to care. And the only thing we have from Hillary is that we're going to do something about this. Bill Clinton says the system is crazy. It's probably one of the only times you'll ever hear me agree with Bill Clinton. This is insanity. And it's crazy that anybody believed it. I'll close this hour with that. We'll be back in our next hour with our special guest, Dr. Bo Kirkwood. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris.
All right, Danny's actually going to take over. I got to go work another show, but I'll have him get your guests on right now.
If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.